30 miles south of Salt Lake City, Utah. More than 2,300 people have been forced to evacuate their homes in Saratoga Springs and Eagle Mountain. The fire has crept within a quarter mile of some houses, but so far firefighters have been able to protect them. Also at SRNNews.com, fire crews have lost ground against a massive blaze burning west of Fort Collins, Colorado. It's burned more than 118 square miles and destroyed at least 191 homes. But firefighters had managed to get it about 60% contained. That estimate slipped to 45% today as crews were forced to retreat for their own safety. Duluth, Minnesota getting more rain, but floodwaters continue to recede throughout northeastern Minnesota. Evacuees have been returning to their homes to start cleaning up. Meanwhile, an 8-year-old boy who was sucked into a culvert during record-setting rain says his 6-block ride through the storm sewer felt like 100 miles. Amber Markowicz prompts her 8-year-old son Kenny to describe what it was like.
Do you remember what happened? No. Was it dark? And
yes.
Markowicz recalls what her son told her after being rescued.
Mom, it's okay. I survived. Oh, wow.
This is SRN News.
660 AM, The Answer. 660 AM, TheAnswer.com. Live from the studios of 660 AM, The Answer, this is DFW Medical Magazine, featuring helpful and insightful commentary from DFW area medical professionals. Listen as Dr. Brian Nymphaeus interviews medical experts and asks the important questions that affect your health. Learn more about your body, your health, and how to live a healthier life. Get in on the discussion at 1-866-660-KSKY. This is DFW Medical Magazine. Now, here's your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken within.
Good afternoon, Dallas-Fort Worth, and welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. This is your host, Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. Joining me, as always, is my courageous team, Kevin Stewart, the greatest rehab assistant known to man and the greatest researcher I've ever met in my short tenure.
And also the greatest researcher known to woman.
Oh, hello. Oh, congratulations,
wow. Three
Kevin.
Three separate titles. I like it. I like it a lot.
Yes, and of course, the greatest attorney in the galaxy, Doug Rake of Haney Rake and Repass.
Very good to be here, Brian.
Now, for those of you who have never listened to the show before, I want to thank you so much for tuning in for the first time. And those of you who have taken time out to listen before, welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine. And if you've listened to the show before, you know that Kevin, Doug, and myself, we are really into how the body functions and sharing that with you and how you can keep your body as healthy as possible. One of the things that we have discovered, and this is not going to come as a great revelation to a lot of people, but people don't want to be in pain. And so we will do so much to avoid pain that a lot of times what we do is we will take dangerous prescription medications, we will alter our lifestyle to avoid the pain of whatever may be bothering us.
At the encouragement or the insistence of medical doctors who eventually have you addicted to them.
Absolutely. And so one of the problems that we are facing in our country is a growing addiction to painkillers, both prescription and non-prescription over-the-counter painkillers. So a couple of weeks ago, we had on here the great Dr. Darcy Brunk, a chiropractor in Rockwall, and he introduced us to a device created by a company called Avazia. And this device is the cream of the crop in terms of getting rid of pain and keeping pain gone. And so, I don't know about you guys, but when talking with Dr. Darcy, I was very impressed with this machine and impressed with the device. And so Kevin and I went to a little seminar to learn a little bit more about the device. And while we were there, we got to meet the inventor, the founder of Avazia, the guy who created the microchip. And this man, Tim Smith, is probably one of the most impressive men that I've met in quite some time, if not ever, especially with the high degree of intelligence that he has. So what Kevin and I were able to do is we were able to persuade Tim Smith, the founder of Avazia, quite frankly, maybe the smartest man we have ever met, to come in studio with us today and share with us how we can all get rid of pain permanently. So please give a great big round of applause to the founder of Avazia, Tim Smith.
Thank you, Brian.
Tim, thank you so much for joining us here at the DFW Medical Magazine, and I hope you enjoyed your golf clap just then.
Well, Brian, I would like to kind of set something straight. The inventor of the microchip was Jack Kilby.
Oh, okay.
And he just, in the last couple of years, was awarded the Nobel Prize for that invention unfortunately, he has expired.
Okay.
What I did was take and build on his invention and put more than 2,000 products in production for Texas Instruments.
Because you have a long, I mean, you had a long career with Texas Instruments well before you got into any kind of pain management type of a ball game, correct?
That's correct. Give you a little background.
Please do.
My dad was a U.S. Marine in World War II, got the Purple Heart. And while in the Marines, he was taught to be an electronic technician. So he had this natural interest in electronics. When I hit the eighth grade, my dad decided it was time to teach me a little bit about electronics. So he bought me these little kits to build that had vacuum tubes in it. So first kit I built was an AM radio. Next kit I built was a shortwave radio so I could listen to people all over the world. And the next kit I built was a stereo system, which lasted me all the way through college. And so after I built these kits, with my dad showing me how to solder and do all that stuff, I took electric shop at Hillcrest High School in North Dallas. And my teacher, I can remember his name till now, is Mr. Ton. There were six of us boys in Mr. Ton's class that studied electronics under him. All six of us wound up being a VP somewhere in high-tech industry. So that man touched lives of people in a real way.
Kudos to Mr. Ton.
Absolutely, yeah. From Hillcrest High School.
Mm-hmm. So after that, I succeeded at getting into, well, I checked my resume or my schools I'd taken, and I found I hadn't taken any of the right courses to get into an engineering school. And my grades weren't good enough.
So you knew early on in high school that engineering was something you really wanted to pursue.
That's correct. I had that figured out by the 10th grade. So I asked my parents to send me to a college preparatory school so that I could get my academics up and so I could take the courses that I needed to get into engineering school. So they sent me to a wonderful school down in San Antonio called Texas Military Institute. It happens to be the school that General MacArthur graduated from. So, it's pretty well known.
So there's a history there.
And so after that, I was accepted to Southern Methodist University and studied all sorts of interesting things, microwave theory. The one thing I didn't study at SMU during that period of time is semiconductor theory. There was not a textbook at that time to teach how to design a chip.
So now, what time frame are we talking about?
That was 1960 to 1965.
That's when you were at SMU.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so there's no semiconductor theory. So tell us real quickly, what is the semiconductor theory?
Okay, well, semiconductor is the kind of technology used to build your cell phones and everything that we buy and love today.
Okay.
And the courses when I was in college were primarily teaching you how to design with vacuum tubes. And the transistor wiped out the vacuum tube in the marketplace. It's more reliable. It burns less power. It can be mass produced. It can be much lower in cost. So semiconductor is the fuel of the electronics industry like oil is for cars.
Okay.
So I interviewed Texas Instruments after having received offers from IBM and GE and Westinghouse and Collins Radio. I interviewed TI because when I was a young kid and my granddad would drive me to Lake Texoma to go fishing, I'd go past TI. And they had a building that I thought really looked funny. So I interviewed at Texas Instruments just to find out what they did in that funny-looking building. And I wound up accepting the job, turning down all the rest of the jobs I had, and working there 21 years.
And while you're at Texas Instruments, you did some phenomenal stuff for Texas Instruments, working mm-hmm. in the semiconductor field, working with microchips. What was your first experience at TI?
Well, I didn't realize the full import of it until recently, but they set me down in a room with 50 other young guys that were probably all less than 2 years out of college. And what I thought about much later in my life was all 50 of those people at that time were designing something that had never, ever been designed before.
So you're in a big think tank with a whole bunch of geniuses then.
Yeah, a bunch of really smart people that worked really hard. But they put their pants on just like you do, one leg at a time.
So there were. Then I'm going to go out on a limb and say there were no politicians. They were geniuses, right?
Yeah, it was very, very low politics inside that organization. And in fact, since there was no textbook to tell you how to do what we were doing, every time an engineer did something and got a weird result, we'd all gang around it to try to figure out why that happened and can we use it again in the next design.
Y'all were really writing the textbook then.
Well, we were. I think TIers did write the first textbooks. So the first job TI asked me to design or to do was to design chips that could go in satellites and build computers for the satellites to communicate back to the Earth.
And this is in the mid-60s when that was not a very common thing at all.
Right. So chips that I designed were in the very earliest U.S. communication satellites.
And didn't you design a chip that was used to get the lunar module back and forth from the moon?
Right. That same family of chips was used to build a computer for the lander. So it guided the landing of the lander on the moon, and it guided the takeoff from the moon. So it went round trip. And there were 17 chips in that family, and I did 15 of them. And two young co-ops from the University of Cincinnati did the other two under my direction. So these two young co-ops designed chips, put them in production, that went to the moon and back before they ever got their bachelor's degrees.
Wow.
Don't ever underestimate what youth can do.
Wow.
Because they'll blow your mind.
Oh, man.
I think I like that statement.
Absolutely. We're coming up on a short break. We're talking with Tim Smith, the founder of Avazia. We'll be right back after a few short messages. Stay tuned because you're not going to want to miss how you can get out of pain and avoid being in pain altogether. You're listening to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM. The Answer. The Mike Gallagher Show.
On the next Mike Gallagher Show, we're expecting the Supreme Court to rule on Obamacare this coming week, as well as Arizona's immigration law. How will these two rulings affect your family? I'll tell you. Also, the latest on the stalemate between Congress and Attorney General Eric Holder over Fast and Furious. And what's the fallout from a Politico reporter suspended after saying Mitt Romney is only comfortable around white people?
The Mike Gallagher Show, weekdays at 10. Right before Dennis Prager at noon on 660 AM, The Answer.
Are you over 50? Do you worry about your retirement plan? This is certified financial planner Ken Morave, host of Money Matters, inviting you to tune in every week to our show, Sundays at 11 a.m. on 660 a.m. The Answer. I will be discussing how you can help make your money last as long as you do, and will help teach you ways to only take as much risk as is necessary to accomplish your financial goals. Also, check out moneymatters.net for our free upcoming financial and retirement seminars, or call 800-994-0302.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dowerth Clean. But did you know that Dowerth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dowerth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dowerth. And only Dowerth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dowerth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dowerth clean. Dowerth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A+ rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dowerth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dowerth clean.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney, we'll prove it to you.
No matter if you shop online or in person, Huffines makes your buying experience hassle-free. While you choose from a Texas-sized selection at both locations of Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram. That's right, shop hassle-free and save big while choosing from Huffines' Texas-sized selection of new Chryslers, Jeeps, Dodges, and Rams. Plus, save even more with the lowest financing and the highest cash rebates available. And Huffines is proud to be the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on Ohio and Plano Parkway. And in Louisville, see Huffines Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram on I-35 just north of 121. Or click it and pick it at Huffines.net. Huffines.
You just had your uh-oh moment.
It started when you learned your debit card had been declined. It got worse when your bank said they canceled it because personal information was compromised. Frustration turned to panic when you realized your identity, including your bank accounts, could be in the hands of some identity thief and possibly being sold on the black market. And while your bank may gladly mail you a new card, what you really need now is some real identity theft protection. Call now and order the most comprehensive identity theft protection available. LifeLock Ultimate is the only identity theft protection service that monitors bank accounts for takeover fraud. Call now and mention Enroll 60 and get 60 days risk-free. If you're not happy, call LifeLock within 60 days of enrollment and you won't pay a cent. Check LifeLock.com for details. Call 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. 1-800-638-6157. Network does not cover all transactions and scope may vary.
660 AM, The Answer. The DFW Medical Magazine show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, your source for health and wellness information. We've got a very special guest with us today. Tim Smith, the founder of Avazia, is joining us in studio, and he's telling us his story about how he got to the point where he created a device to help us live a pain-free life. So Tim, when we left off, we were talking about how you helped design chips that guided the lunar module back and forth from the moon. You've helped design chips that guide the Poseidon missile systems that we use, chips that are in the telecommunications industry. You've designed chips that have been used by Steve Jobs.
Correct.
In the PC, in the Apple computers. And so how did you get into creating a chip, getting a chip going to help us get rid of pain?
Okay. The ability to design these different products that I do, I consider a gift from God. And he has made me... He has helped me see things that other people don't see in terms of how to design these electronic circuits. So one of the blessings I have is how to design products that are much simpler than their competitors. In the 2001 time frame, I was introduced to some Russian and Eastern European engineers and doctors, and they had invented a stimulation technology in Russia that really fascinated me. The two things that fascinated me is that they could deal with pain without drugs. And the second was they told me that they saved tens of thousands of feet a year from being amputated because of diabetic neuropathy. Now, I can't make that claim on my products yet because I have to get the FDA clearance on that, but we will certainly run clinical trials to hopefully be able to make that claim in the future. So in that... You know, I guess I have a pretty strong religious foundation. The parable of the talents teaches that if you got talents, you're obligated to use them. And so once I saw what the technology could do, and then I saw a much, much simpler way, one-third of the complexity to do the same thing that the Russians had done, then I felt obligated to do it. And so... I designed our first chip. We started the company in the spare room of my house. Another XTI joined me to help me do the design. And in 9 months, we designed the chip. The product, and it was correct the first time. In the 10th month, we put it in production in Dallas, Texas. In the 11th month, my company had plus cash flow.
So right out of the gate, you figured out that the Avazia product was working.
Mm-hmm.
So... ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening at home or if you're listening in your car, I want you to the name is called Avazia. The company's called Avazia. And if you're driving, you don't have time to really listen to the whole show, which I hope you do. But if you don't, I want you to visit their website. It's called Avazia.com. That's AVAZZIA.com. And learn more about Tim Smith. Learn more about the product as well. So you created, within 10 months, you got your device into production, and you're producing it here, right here in Dallas, correct?
Correct.
You're producing it in Dallas, so it's produced in Dallas, it's manufactured in Dallas, and then you ship them out the rest of the world, correct?
Correct. We actually have distribution in India, China, Malaysia, Taiwan, and distribution, of course, all across the U.S. and all across Canada. So it kind of I got this thing. I wanted to prove you could build a product in the United States and sell it competitively in Asia and win. And we're doing that.
See, America's got that America can do spirit, and it's coming back, right?
It's a real success story. This is a product. This is a Dallas created product created by a person who's from Dallas, Texas. People from Dallas are employed, and we are exporting this product throughout the world. It's opposite of the problem that our society's facing so often today.
Absolutely. And the other thing, and we were talking about this when we first met, we talked a little bit about it here in the pre-production before the show, but one of the things that motivates you is there are too many people hooked on prescription pain meds. And that is a growing problem in our society, and it's something that Kevin and I at the office, we work really hard on trying to get people out of pain because we don't want them on those prescription medications. And a lot of times people, I think there's a big fear in people's minds to not take the prescription medication because they don't know what else is out there.
Right.
And let's talk a little bit more about how your device works because it uses what's called microcurrent, correct?
Correct.
Now, microcurrent is different from your typical TENS unit. So tell us a little bit about microcurrent, please.
Okay. A TENS unit will put out 10,000 times higher current than we do. And effectively what they do is they put signals out that block communication in the A and B fibers of your body.
Which is why when we put a TENS unit on somebody, they get a little bit of pain relief for a little while.
Right, but you take it off and it comes back.
Or even if you leave that TENS unit on there for long enough, you need to crank up the juice a little bit more. So how does the microcurrent work?
Okay, so our device is also a TENS device, and TENS means transcutaneous electronic nerve stimulation. So we're putting our stimulation through the skin. Now, the fibers in your body that work with the brain to produce the natural substances that heal pain or deal with pain are the C fibers. And the C fibers are the hardest fibers to excite. So it takes a very high voltage pulsed signal. It has to be there a very short period of time because high voltage for a long period of time would destroy cells.
Correct.
So we've designed our signal where the high voltage is present on the order of 20 microseconds.
Which is not a long time at all.
It's 21 millionths of a second.
Okay.
Okay, so it doesn't damage anything. It stimulates the body to pay attention to what's wrong, and the body manufactures substances called neuropeptides. And your body can make about 400 combinations of neuropeptides, and your genetics are programmed to know exactly what combination to make for every different problem your body may have. So some of the neuropeptides are endorphins and enkephalons.
Right.
And they're your body's primary painkiller, and your body can manufacture those to an intensity equal to morphine. So you've got a power plant inside your body that can do the same stuff that morphine could do for controlling pain, except you don't get addicted to it.
And that's one of the major problems with the prescription medications is the addiction. So then does the microcurrent that Avazia uses, you've created a chip that makes the device handheld, correct?
We actually used commercially available chips that's primarily come out of the telecom industry. And then we designed a custom analog output. And that's what creates the currents that we use. Now, this signal also has characteristics that it changes as the characteristics of the tissue that you're treating change. And we can measure that change, and we can tell the physician or the patient when they've treated a spot long enough so they can go on to the next spot.
So there's that's called biofeedback.
Correct.
There's a biofeedback mechanism to the Avazia device.
Yes.
So the Avazia device, it has its own working brain, so to speak.
Yes.
Where it can tell the practitioner or the person using the device when it's done, when you don't need to be on that spot anymore.
Right.
Now, you've been in development for 6 years now or been in business for 6 years, is that correct?
Well, let's see, 2004, about 8 years.
8 years now. Okay, 8 years. And in the course of 8 years, the feedback that you've been getting is tremendous in terms of pain relief.
Right.
But it's not pain relief as in people think of taking an Advil or a Tylenol, and then 6 hours later the pain comes back, so they take a few more. What are the studies so far in terms of how long the pain stays gone?
Okay. our experience and what is reported back to us by various physicians is that the pain, some cases the pain is done away with in one simple treatment and doesn't come back.
Doesn't come back.
And then other cases, it comes back in around 6 to 8 hours. And if you then repeat the treatment, say, 3 times a week, every time you do the treatment, when the pain comes back, it'll be less intense than it was before. And somewhere after about 2 to 3 weeks, it will have resolved.
So if you're listening at home or in your car, there's a device created here in Dallas by Tim Smith and his company called Avazia that can get rid of your pain. And that's why it's so important that we brought Tim Smith on here to talk about this. This is fantastic news for everybody suffering with pain or anybody that knows somebody suffering with pain. We're coming up on a short break here, so you can stay with us for another segment or two. Is that correct? Okay, so we're going to talk more about how you guys can get your hands on an Avazia device or get yourself into the practitioner's office who may have an Avazia device. This is Dr. Brian Infias, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of South Lake, Texas. And I want you guys to get your questions ready if you have any. The toll-free number is 866-660-5759. And we will be right back after this real short message.
This is 660 AM, The Answer.
What if you could wake up tomorrow even more beautiful than you are today, and wake up still more beautiful the next day, and the day after that? Sound like a fantasy? Well, now it's a reality thanks to Night Skin and the Wake Up Beautiful free bottle giveaway. Night Skin is the anti-aging breakthrough with the perfect combination of 4 clinical strength ingredients shown to diminish the appearance of age spots, support collagen production, and reduce the look of fine lines and wrinkles. Night Skin works so beautifully, the results are guaranteed. To celebrate the Wake Up Beautiful free bottle giveaway, we want to send a free bottle of Night Skin to all callers at 1-800-500-0698. Just cover shipping and handling. Apply Night Skin each night and rest assured in the morning your skin will be noticeably more youthful, firm, and beautiful. Celebrate the Wake Up Beautiful free bottle giveaway. Find out how to get your free bottle by calling 1-800-500-0698. That's a full 30-day free supply at 1-800-500-0698.
If you're overwhelmed by debt and thinking about going to a credit counseling company for help, think again. Because the majority of those companies actually work for the credit card companies, and they make the credit card companies a lot of money from people just like you. But there's another way out of debt, and it's not bankruptcy, a way to reduce your debts and save you thousands of dollars. Even better, you can find out how for free by calling 1-800-900-4417. At Freedom Debt Relief, we're not a credit counseling organization. We're not a debt consolidation company. We offer a unique alternative to save you the most money possible to resolve your debt in the shortest amount of time. If you're thinking about a credit counselor, ask yourself this. Are they working for you or the credit card companies? Reduce your debts and save thousands of dollars by learning the secrets to settling your debt. For free information, call 1-800-900-4417. That's 1-800-900-4417. 1-800-900-4417.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691. That's 1-800-801-9691. 1-800-801-9691.
If the experts are right, it is going to be another brutally hot and dry summer. The combined negative effects of weather, our expansive clay soils, and restricted watering could spell trouble for your foundation. I'm Tom Kidd, engineering graduate of Texas A&M and owner of Structured Foundation Repairs. Our number is 972-484-1200. Thousands of homes experienced foundation problems last summer, and thousands more will develop problems this year. So if you are noticing the telltale signs of foundation problems like brick and sheetrock cracks and doors that don't work properly, do not delay. Call Structure today at 972-484-1200. We'll perform a free comprehensive analysis of your foundation and only recommend repairs that are actually needed. We're fully insured, and our peers come back by a true lifetime transferable warranty. And remember, the earlier that you identify and repair foundation issues, the easier and less expensive those repairs tend to be. So call Structured Foundation Repairs today at 972-484-1200 or click structuredfoundation.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
866-660-CASE-GUY is the number to call to ask your question to Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. Oh, this is where the healing starts. When you come to where you're broken.
Good afternoon, Dallas, Fort Worth, and everybody listening on the World Wide Web at 660amtheanswer.com. This is Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinic Director of Victory Chiropractic and Spinal Decompression, located in the heart of beautiful South Lake, Texas. Want to thank you guys so much for listening. Our show today is brought to you by the great folks at Avazia. Avazia makes an incredible device that is non-pharmaceutical, non-surgical treatment of pain, so you no longer have to be hooked on painkillers or in pain.
And you know what, Brian? This show here is the best show we've ever had in matching the song for the show. This is where the healing begins. That's why we have our guest today. This truly is where the healing begins.
The healing of pain. Yes, I also kind of picked that song because of The Office. There's a lot of healing happening at The Office.
But what a perfect fit.
But it is an even greater fit for Tim Smith. We're there live. Tim Smith is live in studio with us. And when we left off, we talked some stats, and the stats are mind-boggling, that in as few as one to maybe six treatments, you could be out of pain. And out of pain, not out of pain for a couple of hours, out of pain and it not coming back, correct?
That's correct.
And this works for acute pain. It works for chronic pain. So are there any downsides to it? Because we're using microcurrent, which is a different technology than most people are used to when you think of electrical current, so to speak. Are there any downsides to the microcurrent?
Well, there's a couple of contraindications. Like we're required to tell people don't use it if you've got a heart pacer.
Okay.
And we tell pregnant women not to use it. And we tell people do not apply the signals transcranially so the signal runs through your brain.
That might cause a problem.
I don't know whether it will or not, but we're not cleared for that application.
Okay. We are cleared for the non-surgical, non-pharmaceutical
relief
of pain.
So, Brian, in the United States today, there's 130 million people with chronic pain. It costs the U.S. economy $250 billion. You take the pain that goes with carpal tunnel, it costs the U.S. economy another $100 billion. So $350 billion are just low-hanging fruit for dealing with pain. That's huge. That is as big as the global market for semiconductor chips.
Wow. Let's put that into perspective a little bit. So let's tell people a little bit more how they can get their hands or get treated, so to speak. There are a couple of things they can do. First and foremost, we want to send them to the Avazia website, which is avazia.com. And there's a lot of information there about the product, more information about Tim and the whole company at Avazia. You can also find your way to a doctor's office who has an Avazia device. And Kevin, off the top of your head, who do you know that has an Avazia device?
Oh, can I guess this?
Yes. Okay, Doug, you can.
I'm going to guess that you and Kevin have one in y'all's office.
That is correct.
God,
Victory
I am a smart
Chiropractic.
Dude.
Victory Chiropractic has an Avazia device because we too want people out of pain. Correct, Kevin?
Oh, definitely. And we can totally use this at Victory Chiropractic.
Absolutely. So we have an Avazia device that we just started using, and our website is victorychiropractic.com. Now, if you don't happen to live near South Lake, it is A, worth the drive. B, a nice place to visit. So if you do want to go visit, South Lake is a nice place. However, if you live in the Rockwall area, I know Dr. Darcy Bronk, the great Dr. Darcy out in Rockwall, has a device. Who else off the top of your head do you know has an Avazia device?
Yeah, we have a doctor, Linehan, Tom Linehan.
Tom Linehan, okay.
He's in Plano.
In Plano.
And we have a doctor, Jerry Tennant, who's in Irving.
Okay, so what we need to do then, Kevin, let's make a mental note. Let's try to create a group of people that have the Avazia, and we'll try to link it to the website. And we'll try to create a little Avazia group to get people, get them treated with this device. But we can also prescribe this to people for chronic pain. Is that correct?
That's correct. And I've had Medicare pay for our devices, and I've had private insurance pay for them. So, you know, for people that are a little, you know, don't have that much available cash, they can pay a copay and get the device.
Oh, wow. So some insurance companies may actually pay for it.
About 80% of the time.
Okay. So if you guys have any questions, I really want you to call in and ask your questions either to myself or to Mr. Smith or to Kevin and Doug. But the toll-free number is 866-660-5759. And we're talking about how you can get out of pain and stay out of pain, because that is a multi-billion dollar industry right now, just the treatment of pain. So I can imagine how incredible this would be to get out of pain. And we're all kinds of pain, back pain, neck pain, elbow pain. There are a lot of people that play tennis that struggle with tennis elbow. Doug, you play a lot of golf. There's a lot of golfer's elbow out there.
There's a lot of golfer's elbow, but I struggle mentally more with the golf than the physical pain. And my neighbors on the golf course, they struggle with my balls going through their windows. Mm-hmm. And I don't know if the device will repair their windows or not, but I'm
probably not
agreeable to offering it to them. So.
But we did have one golf pro from Northeast who had for years been in the top round of making money on the golf courses, pro. And because he started getting a stiffer shoulder from swinging the golf club too many times, got what's called a golfer's shoulder, he lost a couple of points in his score, or his score went up, and he moved from the top round of making money to the second round. He got our device, and he wears it while he's playing, and he's back up in the first round.
Well, that's really cool. That's a great story. I hear so many golfers having something that I don't understand. I've never had it called frozen shoulder. I don't even know what frozen shoulder is, but I guess this device would be good for that.
It'd probably be real good for the pain of frozen shoulder.
Correct.
Okay.
We're cleared for the pain related to that. We're not cleared for fixing the problem.
Right. So now we have a caller on line one, and I want to get to Charles. Charles, this is Dr. Nymphius. Welcome to the DFW Medical Magazine.
Thanks, sir.
You had a question for Mr. Smith.
Yes, sir. I'd like to know if he would think atrial fibrillation would be a contraindication to using this device.
My answer is no, because I have that problem.
Oh, great. Well, my wife has it also.
So then you use the product on yourself, and you have an atrial fibrillation, and it is not a contraindication. But your wife, does she have a pacemaker?
No, she doesn't.
And neither do I.
Okay, so then, it would be
great.
Good to go.
That sounds wonderful. Do you know if it helps fibromyalgia?
Yes. We've been using it at the office for a week, and the pain and discomfort associated with fibromyalgia, we've already seen some very positive results just in the short time that we've been using the device.
That sounds great.
So, Charles, let me ask you this while I got you on the phone. Have you been listening to the show before?
Yes, I have.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening, Charles. And we hope we can get you hooked up and get some treatments for you and or for your wife, it sounds like, so she can get a lot better.
We certainly appreciate the information. We sure do.
You're welcome. Do you need any websites or phone numbers?
Well, I've looked up the Avazia already. Sure I have.
Oh, great. Okay. Well, Charles, thank you so much for listening. Have a blessed weekend, sir.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye. So that's the kind of thing that's out there. So many people right now struggling, and the stats are that the fifth most common cause or fifth most common reason people are going to see a physician is for lower back pain. So you talk about how damaging carpal tunnel is, and we talked about how the shoulder with the golfer, but there are many people that are sitting at work and they can't function at work, and they're taking sick day after sick day, and they're missing work, and when they miss work, they miss out on pain, or they miss out on pay as well. So it's not just for the elite athlete or the up and coming elite athlete, but it's for everybody that has a regular job trying to sit there and provide for their family and struggling with neck pain or back pain or elbow pain that's preventing them from being able to function properly.
My wife gets up three mornings a week and treats her knees for knee pain.
Now, okay, let me ask you this. Does she have a formal diagnosis, or does her knee just bother her?
She doesn't, and we think it's some kind of arthritis. We haven't got that diagnosed yet.
Okay, so, but there you have it. There are so many applications, and there are so many different types of pain. And to be able to have the ability to get out of it and free themselves to be able to function on a day-to-day basis without having to struggle, that in itself is almost a minor miracle.
Well, it's a universally beneficial product because, A, all of us have experienced some sort of physical pain in our life, and, B, there's not a one of us or very few of us that enjoy that. And so, and we're talking about something that treats all forms of pain. It treats the acute pain, and it treats the chronic pain that people have found just don't go away. Well, it does with this product. And something that I'd like to delve into, Mr. Smith, is that it deals with the entire healing process. It doesn't just deal with the pain, but it helps get rid of the scars that you have with respect to injuries and surgeries, doesn't it?
Well, I have to be careful how I answer that question to be friendly to the FDA.
Okay.
I can say that the appearance of scars are reduced by using the technology.
Now, that would also, you know, because if you have scar, because if there's a chronic problem, like, for instance, back pain, there's usually scar tissue inside of the muscles. So one of the things we talked about is the conductivity of the signals being able to be sent back and forth through the connective tissue. That will alter the scar tissue. And I think if we can, let's bring this up in our next segment, how it helps to the electricity, the current helps to line the fibers up properly. Is that correct?
Yes.
So what the electricity does and what the current does is it lines the fibers up, so that would cosmetically decrease the scar. So you guys are listening to DFW Medical Magazine, brought to you by our great friends at Avazia and also our great friends at Adventure Play Care, which is located in South Lake, which is where we take our kids when we need a date night out, and the Boardroom Salon, which gives the greatest haircuts to men. We'll be right back after a few short messages.
The all-new Mark Davis Show, morning 7 to 10 on 660 AM, The Answer.
You already know that the next best thing to new is Dalworth Clean. But did you know that Dalworth is also the answer to all your flooring needs? Hi, Cheryl here for Dalworth Clean. With our award-winning service, we can revive, restore, or replace all the flooring in your home. From carpet and tile to wood and stone, nobody knows flooring better than Dalworth. And only Dalworth offers the one-year cleaning rebate, which gives you the opportunity to get the money you've spent on cleaning back when you purchase new flooring from Dalworth. Some conditions do apply, so call us today for details. And be sure to ask about all our specials. Prices won't be any lower than they are right now, so it's a great time to get your home Dalworth clean. Dalworth is a 6-time Consumer Choice Award winner and has an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. Why wait? Call us today or make your appointment at Dalworth.com. And remember,
call 267-8433 because the next best thing to do is Dalworth clean.
You see and hear ad after ad about owning gold, but they raise more questions than they answer. That's why American Bullion has created a comprehensive free gold guide packed with unbiased information about gold as an investment. Get the facts before you buy. Call American Bullion now for your free copy of the gold guide at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. Are you tired of stressing out about the economy and ready to take control of your retirement funds? American Bullion has a precise, tax-free, and hassle-free system to convert your existing IRA or former 401k into a gold IRA. That's why they're the leader in gold IRA rollovers. It's all spelled out in the free American Bullion Gold Guide that answers all of your questions in plain and simple English. Call for your free copy today at 800-456-7475. That's 800-456-7475. American Bullion. 800-456-7475.
From Plano to Denton down to Louisville too. Huffines has it. Also in McKinney. We'll prove it to you.
Since 1924, the people of North Texas have come to Huffines for a hassle-free buying experience. And now at Huffines Chevrolet in Plano and Louisville, shop hassle-free and get Texas-sized savings on Huffines' Texas-sized selection of new Chevy Silverados, Tahoes, and Suburbans, all with best-in-class V8 fuel economy. And get comparable savings on all the other great Huffines Chevy values, like the hot new 42-mile-per-gallon Huffines Chevy Cruze and the amazing 32-mile-per-gallon Huffines Chevy Equinox, all from the only winner ever of the Consumer's Choice Award Award for Auto Dealership Group of the Year. In Plano, see Ray Huffine Chevrolet at Quake Road and Plano Parkway. And in Louisville, see Huffine Chevrolet on I-35, where Chevy runs deep. Or click it and pick it at Huffines.net. Huffines. USA Today reports that nearly 20% of parents plan to take a second job to pay bills and support their families. The story points out how good parents do whatever it takes to provide for their families, right? If you need to earn more income, listen to what best-selling author and financial advisor Ray Lucia says about IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. He calls it, quote, an amazing way to earn a significant income in your spare time. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is your own home-based, internet-based business. No matter your age, education, or experience, you can totally do this. There's no selling soap, no cold calling. You set your own hours and have virtually unlimited earning potential. Their proven step-by-step program can help you get started today. You can literally earn money from your kitchen table. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com is A-plus rated, affiliated with a multi-billion-dollar company, and they want you. So do this. Visit IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com. IncomeAtHomeUSA.com.
660 AM, The Answer.
The DFW Medical Magazine Show continues. Give us a call at 866-660-CASE-GUY. Here's Dr. Brian Nymphaeus on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins.
Welcome back to the DFW Medical Magazine, and thank you so much for spending part of your Saturday afternoon listening to us share with you how you can live a healthy, active, happy life, which is the life you were intended to live. Now, we've been talking about getting out of pain and not having to use pharmaceutical intervention and not having to use surgery. Pain is something that affects every single one of us at some point in our life. And unfortunately, there are some people out there that are struggling with chronic pain on a daily basis and really struggling hard. It's becoming one of the number one reasons for prescription drug abuse in our country right now. And joining us live in studio is Tim Smith, the founder of Avazia. And what Avazia has done is create a device that can get us out of pain. Not out of pain for a short term, but out of pain so that our function returns and we get our life back. And Tim, thank you. First of all, thank you so much for developing this and working this product. And it's become a real passion for you, not just as a business, but on a personal level, because you even said here a little while ago that you feel it is a talent, a God-given talent, and that you're trying to put this to good use.
That's correct.
Now, when we left off the last segment, we were talking, and I had actually brought this up because there was a study, and you may know the study, but there was a study that showed that when you apply electrical current, it straightens up the fiber types. And so that allows the electricity that's already within the body to flow and function properly. Do you know more about that research study?
A little bit. Dr. W.O. Becker has been studying electricity flowing in the body for he's dead now, but for years he studied it. And one of his experiments, he took the tails of many rats and put them in a blender and made a soup out of it.
Soup that he was going to drink.
Correct.
Okay.
He was
just
not going to drink it, but made a soupy, sticky stuff.
Okay.
And he looked at it under a microscope, and all of the collagen fibers were just like a snarled mess.
Okay. Which is what scar tissue looks like. Scar
Correct.
Tissue is tissue after we injure ourselves that does not lay down flat.
Right. So then he took two electrodes from an electrostimulation device. It wasn't my device, but he took two electrodes, and he passed a current through this soup. And lo and behold, all the collagen fibers lined up so they looked like spaghetti that hadn't been cooked yet.
So it went from being all tangled together mm-hmm. to lining up.
To nice linear flow.
And from that, what did Dr. Becker deduce?
Well, he was deducing that electrical stim could, I think, accelerate healing, but I'm not clear to make that claim on my products.
Gotcha. But that's what he was researching. What he mm-hmm. Was discovering. Now, in 1999, I looked up a few things about microcurrent because the Avazia device uses microcurrent, which is nowhere near the voltage that a typical TENS unit or muscle stem unit would use. Is that correct?
It's nowhere near the current that those would use.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, I misspoke. Right. That's not the first time I misspoke, is it?
But
Kevin?
We're about 10 times the voltage.
Okay. So there's more voltage. But so microcurrent is a much smaller current.
Correct.
Okay. So in 1999, it was found that electrotherapy could speed the healing of wounds. Now, I'm getting this off of Wikipedia in electrotherapy. And during the 2000, the Dutch Medical Council found that it was widely used and there was insufficient evidence for its benefits. But since that time, there have been publications that have emerged that seem to support the efficacy that it does speed up wound healing. So the technology of microcurrent has been out there for years and years and years, and even it predates World War I. And what happened, we believe what happened, is that the information was somehow suppressed. We can make our own judgments as to how that got suppressed. I know that prior to World War I, there were very few wealthy families that were influential, that were politically influencing people with money. And they were also very heavy into the drug and pharmaceutical industry. And there's a possibility that they could have purposely suppressed the technology. But now that technology is being used again, and it started even in World War I, is that correct?
Correct.
In the battlefields during World War I, and then again in World War II, and it's picked up a little momentum, albeit pretty slow compared to how small the side effects are.
Right.
And with your device, with the Avazia device, what's amazing is that it has a biofeedback mechanism which can tell us when we're done treating a specific area, correct?
That's correct.
How did you get that going?
Well, I was made aware of the biofeedback characteristics from the Russian inventors of this technology. And I met them 5 or 6 times, and I was real curious one time, what mode of application do they use most of the time in Russia? So I had the doctor that invented the Russian technology there, and I was toasting him, but I'm diabetic, so when I toast, I got to drink water, and he was drinking vodka.
So you're in Russia, and everybody's drinking vodka except you.
Sounds right. Like a James Bond movie at this point.
Well, it was, and I got this doctor to disclose that 90% of the time they used a particular mode to treat anything. And in every device we make, that turns out to be the relaxed mode.
Okay.
So it's the first mode. When you turn our device on, it's the mode it comes on in.
I'm surprised you didn't name that after the vodka or anything.
Well, no. I wanted to name it after something in English that would make sense to our customers.
Okay, okay.
So I got him to tell me the next 3 modes in sequence. And so basically in Russia, 99.99% of the time, there are 4 modes the doctors over there use. And all 4 of those modes are in the Best Pro 1.
Okay, which is your top-of-the-line device, correct?
It's one of our top-of-the-line. The Best Pro 1 is the one that we've priced it so it's compatible with Medicare and private insurance.
Okay.
So it's the device. I told you I have this Christian ethic. I believe I've got this technology that can solve the problems of lots of people regardless of their economic status. So I made it cost-effective for the majority. Our goal is to have one Avazia device in every home in the world, starting with America.
So let me ask you this, because you mentioned you got some help with the Russians from the technology.
Mm-hmm.
How come in Russia it's so much more prevalent? Because there are a lot of things that Russia does that is healthier than we do here in the States. Why was Russia so such on the forefront of this technology?
It's money. Our medical industry is focused on pharmaceuticals, and the cost to develop new drugs is horrendous. And the Russian, as an economy, didn't have the money to spend on drugs. So it's invested its energies in developing energy devices that have wonderful characteristics.
Necessity is the mother of invention. Mm-hmm. And they just didn't have the $300 billion that we're spending on pharmaceuticals, but they had the same kind of pain to deal with. Well, and so they came up with a better mousetrap, and now Mr. Smith has come up yet with a better one.
Well, you know, one of the reasons it's so expensive to research pharmaceuticals is because pharmaceuticals keep killing people. It's the number one leading cause of death in America. Everybody talks about heart disease and cancer, but the death from pharmaceutical intervention is much, much higher. So it's much more expensive to try to develop drugs when they're killing everybody.
Mm-hmm. So as a family man, I would say that probably every family person in America has some relative that got involved with drugs. They may have got in a perfectly innocent post-surgical, dealing with the pain, and wound up addicted. Well, addiction just zeroes out a person's life. It's really hard to get unaddicted. So I was heavily motivated to develop this technology so as to reduce the amount of pharmaceutical drugs consumed and thereby hopefully reduce addiction.
Go ahead. There's just one, two, three, four good benefits. You deal with pain. You get rid of people taking so many addictive drugs and addictions running their lives. And the best benefit, or maybe the most important one, is that you don't have people dying of drug overdoses if this is their method of dealing with pain.
Absolutely. So we're getting to a close here. I want to mention a few things. Again, the website is avazia.com, A-V-A-Z-Z-I-A.com. And they have a pain relief seminar, a pain relief naturally seminar, July 12th at 7 to 9 p.m. And where is that seminar going to be located? At their home office in Dallas, correct?
Correct.
Okay, and there's going to be more information on avazia.com. And they can get a toll-free number, 855-282-9942. So Pain Relief Naturally Seminar, absolutely free, July 12th, 7 p.m. At the home office of Avazia.
Do y'all quickly have an address, a street address?
Yeah, it's a 13140 Coit Road, right north of LBJ. We're in suite 515.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening to us here on the DFW Medical Magazine. Our show is brought to you by the good folks at Avazia, the Adventure Play Care in Southlake, which is where we take our kids, and the Boardroom Salon. Thank you so much and have a great weekend. We'll be right back here next weekend bringing you more health and wellness information. Take care.
Thank you for listening to DFW Medical Magazine with Dr. Brian Nymphaeus, Clinical Director for Victory Chiropractic in Southlake, Texas. Comments given by our guests are meant for educational and entertainment purposes only. Seek a medical professional for answers to your specific questions. Listen every Saturday at 4 p.m. to DFW Medical Magazine here on 660 AM, The Answer.
This is where the healing begins. This is where the
660 AM, The Answer. Dennis Miller has a few choice words for New York City's Mayor Bloomberg.
They're going to start picking which sodas can be sold in Manhattan. The proposed ban would affect the entire menu of popular sugary drinks found in delis, fast food restaurants, even sports arenas, movies.
It's a classic little man complex.
Ironically, here Bloomberg is trying to be Napoleonic about Napoleons. You're an embarrassment, Bloomberg. Step down. Get out of there.
The Dennis Miller Show. Weeknights at 8. Right after the Wells Report at 5 on 660 AM, The Answer.
Back to programming in a minute, but first, listen to this. Since the New York Mint is releasing to the public classic U.S. gold coins, there's a number you can call for free historical information and a free DVD. But first, it says that during the Great Depression, people were clamoring for gold coins because no one wanted to face economic turbulence without the security of gold. The government finally took them out of circulation, and a government meltdown was ordered. That's why most of us have never even seen a classic U.S. gold coin. But recently, a stash was discovered in Europe. Gleaming U.S. gold coins minted between 1866 and 1933, all under